Here, they will be rotating examples of so-called Turkoman carpets. They represent a distinctly non-courtly tradition.
Turkoman carpets tend to be reasonably small because they were woven and owned by people who had to pack up and travel and follow their flocks from pasture to pasture in the course of a nomadic existence. The overwhelming color of Turkoman carpets is taken from the root of the madder plant, and so reds from fire engine red to dark reddish brown to mahogany are characteristic of Turkoman carpets. Turkoman carpets were woven for use on the floors of their large tents that we call yurts in English, but they were also destined to serve a multitude of practical purposes. The large oblong bags known as chuval were used to hold basic items such as clothing and were attached to the walls of tents. Smaller bags held cooking utensils. Square bags held baked bread. Other carpets were woven as trappings for wedding camels. The world of Turkoman weaving that has come down to us is largely from the 18th and 19th centuries. But the tradition from which they come is one of the oldest of carpet weaving traditions. Indeed, in the eyes of some scholars, it is the origin of the carpet weaving technique.